At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, September 29th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a big Thursday night football showdown in the NFL between the Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals. This game kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern time tonight, and currently the Cincinnati Bengals are listed as a 3.5-point home favorite with a total of 48 or 47.5, depending on which book you're looking at. Now, going into this game, Miami is 3-0. They're one of only two undefeated teams left in the NFL alongside the Philadelphia Eagles, and Miami is coming off a big 21-19 win over the Buffalo Bills, winning outright as a 4.5-point dog last week. Meanwhile, Cincinnati, who went to the Super Bowl last year, started 0-2 this year, finally got a win last week, beating the New York Jets 27-12 as a 6.5-point road favorite, covering the number. Now, what we've seen from this game, very interesting line movement. The Cincinnati Bengals opened as a 3-point home favorite. We saw them get bet up all the way to -3.5 or -4, so early movement was going towards Cincinnati. When the line got to 4, though, we did see some buyback there on Miami +4, bringing this line back down to 3.5, where it sits right now. Now, currently, the public is taking the points with the dog here, with the Miami Dolphins, who are 3-0 straight up and 3-0 ATS under first-year head coach Mike McDaniel. Currently, 61% of bets are taking the points with Miami. We have seen dogs do very well this year, 29-18 against the spread, 62%. And we have seen primetime dogs since 2019 also do very well covering the numbers, around 59% overall. So again, keep an eye out for the next move. We are laying a 3.5 here with Cincinnati. Do we see it fall closer to 3 as we get toward kickoff tonight at 8:15? If you do see it fall to 3, that would tell you further movement there on Miami. Does it tick back up, though, to 4? It did reach 4 earlier throughout this week. So if it gets back up to 4, you see that 3.5 juiced up -115 like it's going to 4. That'll tell you that more Cincinnati money is coming in here. So again, with the hook, where's the next move? That could tell us a lot about where respected money is leaning late. Now, in terms of the total, it did open at around 48, 48.5, got all the way down to 47. So there's a lot of under money that came in. You did have some buyback to the over. Now it's sitting at around 47.5 here across the market. Obviously, key numbers with totals are not nearly as important as key numbers with spreads. You know, 3 obviously is your huge key number there. Most common way of scoring is the field goal. You see the most amount of margin of victories of 3 points. Again, that's why the hook here with the 3.5 is so big. But around 15% of games land on 3. In terms of totals, it's not as important, but 47.5 versus a 48 or 47 is a little bit of a difference. You know, if you look at a 24-23 game, you land 47, or a 27-20 game, you land 47. If you have the hook with the 47.5, you would hit that under there. It does look like there is some under liability. Again, it has fallen from where it opened to where it is now slightly, or at least it stayed the same. And that's notable because 65% of bets are taking the over tonight. However, one thing we've seen in the NFL this year, unders have been fantastic. Unders are 30-18, 62%. Primetime unders are 7-3 to the under. And you also look at, since 2019, primetime unders, 93-64, 59%. And we have seen Cincinnati. You think of that high-flying offense, but they also play pretty good defense. They're 3-0 to the under this year. Meanwhile, Miami, another team you expect and think a lot of offense from, they're 2-1 to the under this year. Now, in terms of the weather, it's going to be a nice night here in Cincinnati. It's going to be kind of in the mid-50s, around 7-mile-an-hour winds here, no precipitation. Keep an eye out on the injury report. You know, going into this one, Miami has a lot of guys, including key players who are questionable for this one, including Tua Tagovailoa, starting quarterback. He has kind of an ankle and a back here. Will he be able to play? If he doesn't play, Teddy Bridgewater's your backup. Also, Xavier Howard, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, he's also questionable here. So as always, pay attention to the inactives, pay attention to the injury report, and we'll keep you updated here at VSiN.com and at VSiN Live if these injury statuses change. Meanwhile, looking toward the Super Bowl, Miami is, again, along with Philly, your only two undefeated teams this year. Right now, Miami is 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. And Cincinnati Bengals, who got there last year, again, started a little slow this year, they're 30-1 right now. So if you think they can get hot, that's kind of a buy low number at Cincy, 30-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest tonight, we're going to go to another football game. We're going to go to college in this one. This is an 8 o'clock game, Thursday night, Utah State against BYU. This game kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and currently BYU is listed as a 24-point home favorite with a total of 60 in this one. Now, looking at this game, Utah State comes in 1-3. After they won their opener, they've now lost three straight. They're 0-4 ATS. They haven't covered a single number this year, and they're coming off a loss to UNLV, 34-24 at home, and could not cover there as a 3-point home dog. You look at BYU, they've been far better this year. They're 3-1, they're ranked 19th in the country, so BYU is ranked, Utah State is not. And BYU coming off a 38-24 win over Wyoming at home, but they did not cover as a 21-point home favorite. They're 2-2 against the spread so far this year. Right now, we haven't really seen any movement. It's been peculiar. BYU opened as a 24-point home favorite. They really haven't moved off of 24. Again, key numbers, 3-7. But you do look at 24, you know, that is kind of a combination of a 3 and a 7 there. Where's the next move? You know, does it get creep up to minus 24.5? Some books, I do see a couple that are minus 24, minus 115. So if you do like BYU, you think this is a blowout here with a ranked team versus an unranked team, maybe the 24 is your number here, and it could be creeping up as we get closer to kickoff here. Right now, 68% of bets are on BYU, so they are the public play here in a primetime game. But they're only getting 62% of money, so it's a little bit of more bets, lower dollars here. But BYU does have quite a few advantages on paper. BYU is averaging 38 points a game versus only 16 points a game for Utah State. And BYU is giving up 27 points a game versus Utah State giving up 36 points a game. Now, if you look at the total here, you are seeing a little bit of movement to the under. The total open at 61, it is down to 60. I do see one book that is around 59.5 here. So that is notable because if you look at our bet splits here at VSiN.com, you're only around 54% of bets on the under. But again, it has moved at some shops, 61 down to 60. So maybe in a high spread game, you know, you get up big, you keep the Utah State offense in check here. Again, only averaging 16 points a game. Maybe a little bit of money leaning there toward the under here. You look at Utah State, 4-0 to the under. Meanwhile, BYU, they do score more. They're 3-1 to the over here. But it is going to be a nice night at BYU. It's going to be about 75 degrees. The wind is blowing, though, around 10 miles an hour. So, again, you get 10-mile-an-hour winds or more. That's always the friend of an under because, again, sometimes you have some missed kicks. Again, maybe you have, you run the ball more, you chew up the clock, your offensive passing game is a little bit off there. So it does look like a little bit of under money there with some wins here for BYU and Utah State.
Josh's sweats.
For Josh's sweats, look, games that I'll be looking at tonight that I will be sweating. First one for me, I got to go back to that Thursday night football game. And guess what, guys? I'm going to go Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to lay the -3.5 with the Bengals. Now, I'm a contrarian bettor. I bet a lot of dogs in the NFL, and I get it. Dogs have been great this year. Dogs overall, if you're keeping up, keeping track here, 29-18 against the spread, 62%. I also love betting on primetime dogs. Again, in those primetime spots, taking the team getting points has been a smart bet overall. Again, you're cashing around 58-59% over the last 3 years. So a part of me says, okay, Miami, good team, getting 3.5 with the hook. Again, they're 3-0 straight up ATS. It's a primetime dog. It's a dog play as well. That all makes sense. But guess what? I like the dogs that are gross, the dogs that look like they have no shot, the dogs that what I joke around and call the hazmat plays. They're so radioactive, you got to put on a hazmat suit because they're such a gross play. But those are the plays that I like, the ones that look like they have no chance, because those plays that look gross and ugly, that's where you get undervalued opportunities and better numbers. But you know what I don't like? I don't like trendy dogs. Trendy dogs are dogs that are very popular, that are getting a lot of support, and that's what you see here tonight with Miami. I get it. They've covered every number. They've won all their games. They look like a high-flying team here. They're getting points, 3.5. It seems like you got to take it. But anytime I see a dog, again, I like dogs that are getting 35% of tickets, 25% of tickets. I don't like dogs that are getting 60% or more of tickets. So this would be a fade the trendy dog play for me. Miami is a big public team tonight. Again, getting upwards of 2/3 of bets. Yet, what is the line move telling us? It's all liability here towards Cincinnati. They open laying 3. They got all the way up to 4. They're back down to 3.5. So again, got to admit, there was maybe some Miami +4 money there. But either way, you're in a very rare opportunity here with a defending Super Bowl contender here, or made the game last year, cover the number, ironically, the 3 or 3.5 in the Super Bowl against the Rams. But you're giving me a good team who you're buying low on, who's 1-2, who the public isn't in love with again yet because they have a losing record so far. But they're only getting, across the market, 37-38% of bets at home. When I see a favorite, again, typically the public loves to bet favorites because, again, you're betting your hard-earned money on a game. You want to root for, quote-unquote, the better team. But the fact that Cincy is only getting around 39-38% of bets, yet the line's moving in their favor, that tells me reverse line movement on Cincy. If everyone's on Miami, then why'd they open 3 and now the books are giving you 3.5? That seems fishy. That seems too good to be true. I'm going to fade the trendy dog. I'm backing Cincinnati here. They look like a sharp play with a reverse line move. You also have seen historically, you get to Thursday night. Typically, that is an edge toward the home team and the home favorite. It's a short week. They don't have to travel. Meanwhile, Miami has had to deal with a lot of the hurricane issues there down in Florida. And they're really banged up with Tua and Xavier Howard questionable. If they both play, again, you kind of expect them to play, but you know how effective will they be? It would also be a kind of a buy low spot, bad ATS team, only 1-2 ATS for Cincy. They've only covered one number versus a sell high good ATS team, 3-0 ATS. Again, I like to bet against the teams that cover a lot because they're overvalued. I like to bet on the teams that don't cover a lot because they're undervalued. But if you're giving me, again, big majority bets here on the dog, I'm fading that trendy dog. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm laying the -3.5 with the Bengals. And I do lean under. It's hard not to lean under in these NFL games, guys. I'd be looking at the under 47.5 here. If you can find the 48, I do see one of those. Primetime unders are 7-3. They're 59% since 2019. And you do look at what we've seen out of these teams, again, since Cincy 3-0 to the under this year. So I would lean under, strong lean, but my official bet for Josh's sweats, give me the Bengals at -3.5. Now a couple baseball games. It's not just football today. I do have a couple sweats in MLB. First one on the board for me, 220 game. We're going to go to Wrigley Field, and I'm going to take the Philadelphia Phillies in this one. Phillies are listed right now as around a -185 road favorite. If you look at the Chicago Cubs at home, they're around +170. Total in this one is 8. It is juiced up under -120. As always, the weather in Wrigley can have a big effect here based on the wind. Wind is blowing in around 10 miles an hour. It's about 60 degrees here. You have seen unders, 2-0 so far this series. So I'd look a little bit to the under. If you like it, you probably want to get it now because it is juiced up under, like it may fall to 7.5. But my official sweat here, I'm going Phillies, guys. It's kind of a high number, but it seems fishy to me. The Cubs are 2-0 this series. They won 2-1 in the opener, +145 dog. 4-2 yesterday, or 4-2 yesterday, +160 dog. The Cubs are 5-0 against Philly this year. I bet you wouldn't expect that. But with all that being said, 2-0 this series, 5-0 against Philly. Why are we seeing such big movement toward Philly here? It looks fishy. I want to get behind Philly, guys. They opened around minus 175. They've been bet up to minus 185. You've seen a lot of respected money hit Philly here. You do look at non-division road favorites. They're 281 and 180 this year, 61%. Philly's got that, you know, 10 cents of steam in their favor. And I think it's the pitching matchup. Ranger Suarez for Philly, 10-5 with a 3.38 ERA. In the month of September, 3.18 ERA. So Suarez has been pretty good. And I think it's an advantage over Javier Assad, who's pitching for the Cubbies. 1-2 with a 4.28 ERA, but in September, he has an ERA of 6.38. So this, to me, is a buy-low spot on Philly. They've lost four straight. They're 0-5 against the Cubs. I think this could be a get-right spot. And to me, that line move, because it's so high, it speaks volumes. And also, the line is moving further toward Philly. Again, minus 175 up to minus 185. You also would have a correlative betting favorite low total. Fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from the better team. And you do have Philly hitting 254 versus 239 for the Cubbies, and a better team ERA, 3.95 versus 4.12. And by using our Visa.com bet splits, 67% of bets here are on the Philadelphia Phillies, but they're taking in almost 90% of the money. So that tells me a lot of respected money here on the Phils. Again, this line is high for a reason. I think it's fishy. It's like, how do you not take the Cubs, who are 5-0 against the Phils and 2-0 this series? How do you not take them plus 170 at home? But if it looks too good to be true, it typically is. So I'm on Philly here, guys. I'm laying the minus 185 with the Phils. My other Josh's sweat, I'm going to go Detroit. I'm going to go the Detroit Tigers here. I'm 2-0 this series, betting against Detroit. Keep an eye out, though. Last night, it was a scratch starting pitcher, Mike Manning. So as you should always, I would suggest, bet listed pitcher baseball, because, again, you want to make sure that your bet doesn't get all screwed around or no action. You want the power or the free will to get locked into a matchup only based on the pitchers, because if they get scratched, you don't want to get locked into a bad number or a bad side. So last night, I was on Detroit. Manning, the starting pitcher, gets scratched. I had to rebet the game. They ended up winning the game, which was nice. But if you bet them and you didn't know he got scratched, you would think you had a win last night, but really what that ended up being was a refund if you bet listed pitcher. The whole point being action, you're locked in no matter what. Listed pitcher gives you more kind of control over your bet, but you got to keep in mind that if a guy gets scratched, you got to rebet it. Just a little baseball tip there. But anyway, I'm going to go Detroit. I laid a minus 130 with the Detroit Tigers here. This is a 1:10 p.m. Eastern time game, so it's an early game today. Detroit is minus 130. Kansas City is around plus 115, plus 120 on the road. The total is 7.5. You look at this matchup, Detroit 2-0 the series. They won the opener 4-3, minus 115. They won 2-1 yesterday, minus 135. And I'm going to go with them today. They're actually 7-1 their last eight. This is a game that public doesn't want really anything to do with because it's such a, you know, kind of a gross game with between two teams that are eliminated. But pros don't care if it's a sexy game or not. They get down if they have an edge. So I think the advantage here would be Detroit at home. They have a line move. They open like minus 120. They're up to minus 130. Favorite low total correlative betting. It's Jonathan Heasley on the bump for KC, 4-8 with a 4.87 ERA. Facing Erod, Eduardo Rodriguez, 4-5 with a 4.37 ERA. Detroit's only getting around 52% bets, but again, they're moving minus 120 to minus 130. So a nice little line move in their favor. As I mentioned, they're hot. They won, I think, 4 or 5 straight, and they're 7-1 their last eight. So I like them to complete the sweep here today. Kansas City, by the way, a fade spot. They're 48-78 as a dog. They're only 24-50 on the road. And keep an eye on this total. The under is 2-0 so far this series, and it's 7.5 juiced up under, minus 115. If you like the under, probably want to get it now. It could be getting down to 7, and that is notable because if you look at Detroit, they're one of the best under teams in baseball this year. They are 83-59 to the under. There you have it, guys, with today's Morning Bets pod for Thursday, September 29th. But remember, if you look at right now, it is a great time to sign up and become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Football season is the best time in particular because right now you can get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. And personally, I would just add one of the greatest parts of becoming a VSiN member, Pro subscriber, is getting these VSiN.com bet splits, getting these real percentage of bets in dollars from DraftKings. You can look at where the public is. You can look where the smart money is. It's an invaluable resource and one of many great things you'll get if you become a member. So for more information, again, follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. I wish you the best of luck. For all of our sports bettors out there in Florida, stay safe. Hope you're okay with the hurricane. And as always, guys, wish you the best of luck. And as a wise man once said, hopefully you can cash some bets today because that's what it's all about. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer and enjoy the sweats today.